Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
From 2400 Sports, Odyssey, and Major League Baseball, this is the PBP Voices of Baseball.
We bring you the people who bring you the game.
Hello, 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 and welcome in, baseball people, to this episode of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. This is going to be a fun one because Dan Dickerson is terrific as a dude, as a radio broadcaster, and sometime TV broadcaster for the Detroit Tigers. His origin story is circuitous and strange, and I did some prep with one of his mentors within an hour of recording this podcast. And I bring that to him, and you're going to hear a ton of really cool highlights from Tigers Radio, recent vintage with their playoffs from last year, and certainly an older vintage with some of the more memorable moments that he's been lucky enough to be the broadcaster for. Let's get right to it. On this week's Complete Game episode of the PBP, it is Dan Dickerson of the Detroit Tigers. I'm glad that Robbie Triano got a chance to reach out to you directly as the lifelong Tigers fan that he is. His excitement to speak to you, Dan Dickerson, has been palpable. And so that speaks to the relationship that a fan has specifically with the radio voice. Would you agree that that relationship as the listener and the fan ages becomes even more emotional?
That's why baseball and radio is I think, the best. And it's not just because I have this job, but I grew up listening to Ernie Harwell. And the moments that he created, me listening to the games, millions of Michiganders listening to him on the radio, you can remember right where you were at a specific moment. To this day, I can remember where it was when Dave Birdman in a 12-pitch battle with Roy Lee Jackson hit the home run against the Blue Jays in 1984. And it's stuff like that that makes it special. And when people, you know, I like hearing where people listen. In Michigan in the summer, it's on a boat. It's sitting by, you know, a fire pit in the backyard. It's driving around, whatever it might be. And they'll even send pictures sometimes. You know, I'm camping and I'm listening. I love that. I love being, if I'm just the background noise in summer. So you do have that relationship with fans, and it is special. And that's why I think baseball on radio is just the best. You know, I do TV as well, but there's something about the portability, and they're taking you, you know, with them wherever they might go. And I think that I love it.
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, I listened via the At-Bat app to a million different radio calls on my balcony here all summer long. It's it's the best. It's the absolute best. And you're with them for the postseason. Like, you're with them the entire journey. My friend Len Casper, who left Cubs television to go to White Sox radio, in part because he grew up, as you did, listening to Ernie Harwell. I mean, that's the dream for very well-established TV broadcasters as well, is to be there for the entire ride.
Absolutely. I think some people were puzzled by the move for Len, but when he told me the reason why, I'm like, yeah. People ask about the most memorable games I've done. Sure, there have been some regular season, but almost all, if I had to put together a top 10 list, are going to be postseason games.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like it. And I was reminded just how much fun it is last fall, you know, going into the postseason, going to Houston, winning two games, and then five games with the Guardians. The intensity, it's incredible. You know, you go from spring training to the regular season, two different broadcasts, right? All of a sudden, there's something on the line. But then you go from the regular season to the postseason, and you just – I had to kind of remind myself, okay, you got to lock in on every pitch. You know, we got to be on top of every single thing. When you might get a little conversational during the season, there's no time for that. We got to lock in here. And it's just the most fun broadcasting that you can do at the postseason.
Give me one of those Tigers moments, maybe from the Houston series, you know, that jumps out to you as kind of a reminder of the bigness of it all.
Yeah, the Andy Ibañez at-bat against Josh Hader.
That right foot in front of the left when he sets. The 1-2, swinging a line drive down the left field line, hooking toward the corner. Hair ball up against the wall. Bierling is in. Torkelson is in. They're waving him home. Torkelson around third. He will score. Ibañez ends up on third. It's a three-run double, and the Tigers take a 5-2 lead in the eighth.
It was fascinating. You know, Andy Ibañez was a right-handed specialist off the bench against lefties. That was his role, and he crushed it the first half of the season. Even as he cooled off down the stretch, he was still a chess piece for A.J. Hinch. Other managers were still having to account for him. And they bring in Josh Hader, who is nearly unhittable and big situation, and he delivers that double that scores a couple of runs, and that moment was quite a moment to see him deliver after, especially the struggles down the stretch against a really good pitcher in a big situation on the road to help deliver that series win. Incredible.
So how about one from the Cleveland series? Even if it's a down one, because I find myself thinking, I got to admit, I was with Tom Hamilton. I hung out with Tom Hamilton on my balcony for a lot of that. I apologize, Dan.
That's all right, man.
but like, now I want to go back and listen to a Tom call and a Dan call from a moment that went whichever direction you want. That's the kind of stuff that gets me going.
Scooble's start in game two was pretty impressive on the road, and he dealt seven innings, shut him out. You know, the crowd, he was, you know, the time he comes off the mound and he kind of does this with the crowd and, you know, raises his arms and, you know, swears. And his mom says, you know, I saw you swear there. But that was electric. I mean, on the road, I mean, the crowd was into it. They're booing. And that was quite a moment, those last two innings in game two.
1-1, ground ball chopped to short. Sweeney will charge, flip to second one, relay to first. And a double play. What a job by Sweeney. He had to charge it on the infield grass, throw back to Keith at second base. Great pivot, inning over.
The pitch. Swung on a chopper to short. Sweeney charges, goes to second one. Relay to first, a double play. He got out of it again.
And then Kerry Carpenter's at bat that delivered the win in that game against Class A in a scoreless game in the ninth inning, a three-run shot off Class A, who was, by the way, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen this, not just the most unhittable pitcher last year, it wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
How much he was better than the next guy by opponent's OPS. It was like 390.
2-2, Sweeney takes off, fly ball right field. This one's deep. Going back is Brennan. He's looking up, and it's gone! Oh, man! Kerry Carpenter with two outs in the ninth. A three-run bomb, and the Tigers take the lead 3-0.
You couldn't hit Class A last year. And Carpenter hits out, I think it was a slider, and you know, over the fence and right, three-run home run in the ninth inning of a scoreless game. That was pretty cool.
Unbelievable stuff. And these Tigers have picked up right where that incredible stretch over the last 2 months left off. And it's gotta be fun. You've had a lot of down years there. It's gotta be fun to be riding the wave, riding the inverse wave though, right? I mean, it's like you find ways to lose when they're down, and now you're seeing the inverse. Does it make it sweeter to have lived through so many of the bad seasons to be in a good spot like this?
Yeah, I've done a lot of losing through the years. So I don't say you get used to it, but you just realize the job is still fun, right? You're going to the ballpark every day. It's a fun job. It's just more fun when they win. And there was some lean years. I mean, everybody knows about 03, but 2019 is an underrated bad season. You know, they lost 114 games in 2019, and then COVID, and then they hire AJ, and then Scott Harris comes along. But it's taken a minute to get to this point. And to hear Spencer Torkelson say the other day, you know, we just come to the ballpark expecting to win. That's a big change versus, okay, we're going to do our best today to win today's game, which is what AJ Hinch, as you know, preaches every single day. It's so simple, but these young players have learned what that means. All right, we're trying to win one game today. Yesterday doesn't help us. Thinking about tomorrow doesn't help us. So he says, I know it's coach speak, but it's more than that. And he kind of is a little self-deprecating there, because now they're learning what goes into winning one game one day. And that's what they really learned down the stretch last year. Sellers at the deadline. Young talent comes up. They start running the bases way more aggressively and start making defensive plays every day to help win games, come up with clutch hits. The offense didn't exactly take off, but it was much better. And it was a good brand of baseball, but they understood what it took to win a game. So step one, learn how to win a game. And then how do you get to 90, 95 wins? You win series consistently well. All right, what are our advantages in this series, in this three-game series or four-game series? How can we exploit their weaknesses versus our strengths? That's kind of the next step. And what they've done, so they've won 14 of 18 series after getting swept by the Dodgers to start the year. To see it all kind of come together, but that the mental side is, you know, it's so important, but it's really taken hold. And this coaching staff is incredible, getting the most out of these guys. But they get to work every day.
Dan, I love your origin story and the circuitous path of bartending at the Holiday Inn, where the guy wouldn't stop playing Cats in the Cradle every day for 5 weeks. Just incredible. I'll think about that next time I hear the song. But I got to ask you, what is harder, doing a 4-hour rain delay filled ball game in September for a team 30 games under 500, or waiting tables on a crowded Friday night as the orders back up?
Waiting tables is the most stressful job I've ever had. I like bartending. I thought I wasn't great at it, but I like bartending. That bar at the Holiday Inn was really slow, though. We had a bowling league across the street, and it was like there was one busy night, bowling league night. They'd all come in after bowling, and we were busy. You wanted to be busy, right? Because the tip jar was a little low on the most of the other nights. But waiting tables, stressful, man. That's just because you know, I was at a restaurant. You get 6-7 tables, if I remember right. And I mean, I wasn't terrible, but it's just like people get a little impatient. It's like, get the water on the table. You know, just make sure you stop by and say hello. I'll be right with you. And hopefully I understand you're busy. And I don't know. I found that's probably the most stressful job I've had.
I've done 3 full ball games in the Cubs radio booth. But other than that, I've done 16 innings over 16 games over the course of four seasons. I do pregame, postgame, and the occasional fifth inning, right? Which is a terrible way to get into the business, but you take what you get.
You get your foot in the door, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm proud of the work, and I'm so thankful for the work, and it's all good. But I remember I had one fifth inning, Dan, where like there was weird play after weird play, and I'd forgotten to keep score for a couple of batters because I was trying to keep up with things, and the team batted around, and I had a moment where I felt like you with six tables where it's getting backed up.
I feel you.
You probably haven't had a moment like that in the broadcast booth in a long time.
Oh, well, spring training games are kind of a joke because all you're trying to do is keep track of who the heck's at second base in the eighth inning. Yeah. But I felt like last night, because we were, you know, once the game gets out of hand, you can kind of, you don't have to deliver every pitch. I still try to, but you kind of get into conversations, and I missed several things last night. I was kind of kicking myself. But it was because we were having a good conversation and enjoying the game and all that was going on. So I missed some things last night. So I know exactly what you mean. When there's a lot of stuff going on and they bat around, and then I lost track of the outs in an inning last night because look at my scoreboard. I'm like, what did I do last night? Why did I put down? So there was somebody made the first out, and then by his at bat, indicating second out, it was the first out of the inning. So when Green then singles to right, Parker Meadows is holding up between second and third, and like he should have been running. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, it was one out, not two. So just to make you feel better, maybe I still do it. Now I hate it, and I kick myself, and I want to just, you know, I hate it. I hate making mistakes like that, but it happens. And, you know, yeah. you're on the air for 500 hours a year, give or take a few hours, and you're going to make mistakes, but those I shouldn't make.
Yeah, well, you know, but they happen. I'm sure what you're good at and what the best get good at is putting it behind you as soon as possible, just like the ball players, right? If a bad strikeout or a misplay in the field, you got to put it behind you and take your next at bat.
Yeah, my brain is on fire, but it's like, okay, got to keep going. Got to call the game here. Let's go. You do. You have to learn how to just, you're going to misspeak. You just try to cut down on, you know, the number of times you do it. Misspeaking is one thing, but getting something factually wrong or losing track of the out, those are the things that should not happen. And every once in a while, just write myself a note. Hey, let's make sure here are the basics. Let's make sure we're staying on top of all this. Mm-hmm. Every single game. And give the score. So those are the things that you're going to misspeak, but don't get the outs wrong.
So you have your scorebook there in front of you. Is it the Bob Carpenter? Is it your own? What is it?
It's my own.
Methodology changed through the years.
This has basically been the same scorebook since I started. It's just something that I just stole. I don't know if you can see that. I just stole ideas from other people. Figured out what I needed. I like keeping track of balls and strikes, so I've got actually five boxes, lower left of each box for each batter, and then I can quickly see. I'm not tracking pitches, but what I can quickly see is the order of the balls and strikes. I'm not perfect; I'm pretty accurate, but so I can quickly say he's throwing the first pitch strike to eight of the first nine batters. So it's one, two, three, four, five, however long the at bat goes, but. When it's an eight pitch at bat, I'm tracking it. I can say this is the ninth pitch of the at bat. I can say there have been seven at bats of six pitches or more. You know, the Tigers track these things. You have a seven pitch at bat, no matter what happens, you get a plus for AJ Hinch. So that's the kind of thing I built in. But I just cobbled together a bunch of ideas from other scorebooks and took it to a print shop. This is way back when, and said, hey, can you make something out of this? I just did a hand drawing. And they came up with this. I haven't changed it in 25 years.
Wow.
I love it.
That's awesome. And so those things, I'm sure their listeners, like when they hear, man, how did he know how many pitches there were in the at-bat? And you're tracking the length of the at-bat. What else do you find yourself tracking? Do you mark the arc of a base hit? Do you draw the arc?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, so if it's a bloop, Torres had a hit first time up. Just a little arc. Over the single, I do, you know, one line single, two lines doubles, three lines triples, HR for home runs. Very simple, but that's how I've always done it. And then this, you know, this is what Ernie Harwell taught me. Everything, every base runner is in red. Every out is in blue. And I always did the games in blue growing up. And when I got this job, he had told me that in the before I got this job. And that's a big help. So you can see, obviously, there was a lot of red on this scorecard last night. But yeah, I do. Or I'll put hard hit. I don't have to put exit velocities. If it's, you know, a home run, I like to write down the exit velocities. If a guy has an 0 for 4 and he hit the ball 102, 103, 104, I want to know that. So sometimes I'll just write down HH for hard hit. And then other times I'll actually write down the miles per hour off the bat. So that you can say he had an 0 for 4 night, but he hit the ball hard three times, and that's what the Tigers are looking for.
I want to get back to Ernie Harwell in a little bit, but since you're talking about scoring and how you set up in the booth, is there a specific item that you like to always have with you? Can be a good luck charm or a talisman or anything that has to be there?
You know, now that you mention it, I got to find the so I went to Ohio Wesleyan. So this is the Bish, all right? We were the battling bishops. I don't know how well you can see that. This is created by a guy.
It's a giant water. I'll do play-by-play of the water bottle. It's a giant red water bottle that you call the Bish, sir.
So the battling bishops, you know, we used to play the Heidelberg student princes. That was a bloodbath, man. and so I had some years ago, a guy sent me, there's a bunch of battling bishop bobbleheads. This is so funny you bring this up. I think he's still at home because I take him home at the end of every year. But a battling bishop bobblehead whose head is broken off about 6 to 7 times. Our engineer Tim Jetsky keeps fixing him, thankfully. I'm the one who's always breaking it. But the Bish, this bobblehead bishop who was on the cutout table that a friend of mine sent me, he's like, I bought 10 of these. I'm just sending them to people. I'm like, great. The Bish usually goes right outside the window. And now that you mention, I'm like, I haven't brought the Bish this year. Not that he brings me good luck. I just like having the Bish.
Sure.
I mean, the Bish has done as much listening as I have to.
Well, the Bish has been through the hard times. He empathizes with you, Dan.
So he's got to be there for the good times, right? All right, Cubs are coming in this weekend. I got to bring. It's going to be sellout crowds. I got to bring the Bish on Friday night.
All right, yeah. Don't deny the Bish the good times. That's amazing. That might be the best talisman answer of all time on this show. I was reading that one of your mentors, a guy who helped you a lot, was a guy who has become a dear friend in some ways in my life, and that's Chuck Swirsky. The Swirsk is a broadcast legend. I consider him my talk radio grandfather because he trained some interns that became hosts that I then trained under, you know? And he's currently the Bulls broadcaster, used to be the Raptors, does some baseball from time to time, but I spoke with Chuck a little earlier today, and here's how you know I actually spoke with Chuck. He said that your first interview with him was in a Burger King. Can you confirm that? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But Chuck said that one of the reasons he trusted you to give you the break that he did doing Michigan football games was that he heard you doing O.J. Simpson updates on the news talk station, and he thought you were incredibly professional and offered no editorial content at a time when a lot of people were doing so. And that was part of what gave him the courage to go with you. And here's what I didn't know. Chuck said that he felt like his career was on the line with some of the choices that he made, but he trusted that you were going to be great doing Michigan football as a fill-in. And he is thrilled with the results. So and just thinks the world of you. So,
He had a boss. It was difficult. Not even the word. So he's probably right. I didn't feel any of that. He just trusted me, and I didn't know that he'd actually listen to the OJ updates. That's really funny. I remember I answered a question wrong about sports during our interview. He was interviewing several people, and I'm like, it was just like a basic, I can't even remember what it was. I think they'd just gone to three divisions in baseball. And I was talking about the East and the West Hill, and he goes, there's three divisions now. I'm like, I know. No, really, I do know my sport. it was really my first, I had 1 year of being a sports guy in Grand Rapids. So I'm 15 years into my career. I want this job so badly. I'm 4 months into OJ. and I'm doing updates four times an hour. We're about to get to the DNA evidence. It's about to be a real grind. And Chuck comes along, thanks to a buddy I had at WJR Radio who knew I wanted to get into sports. And he said, hey, Chuck, you know, give this guy a listen or give him a shot. And so that's really the first full-time sports job I had. He hires me. I give him a tape. That Michigan football story is important because that gets me to the Tigers booth. That's the first time I'm calling a major sport in a major market. And it was a complete fluke, but I'd given him a tape. So this is why I always tell young broadcasters, you need a break. You need someone who's in your corner. You also need to be ready when that break comes. And so I made tapes of Detroit Lions exhibition football with Ray Bentley, who was also trying to get a job.
Ray Bentley, who I remember by having the eye black that draped down his cheeks like he was crying, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did it right. But he was practicing. So we practiced together. I give this tape to Chuck. I said, this is what I want to do. He listens to it and he goes, oh, okay. Gave me nice feedback. But that fall, I'm the sideline reporter for Michigan football. We had Frank Beckman did Michigan football for decades. He's doing Tiger baseball as well. Apparently, there wasn't any concern that Frank, he would miss four games, sometimes five a year, until he got back in October. There was no danger of the Tigers going to the postseason. So it wasn't like he was going to miss more than that, right? So they needed a replacement for Frank. They hire a replacement. That guy needs to be replaced two games into his five-game schedule.
Wow.
For personal reasons. So Chuck did Michigan basketball. It's like, Chuck, can you just do these three games till Frank gets back? He's like, no, I've heard Dan's tape. He's ready. This is unbelievable. I mean, every time I think about this, I hadn't done anything other than high school basketball in Grand Rapids and practice Tigers games. I didn't even give him that tape. And so, but that's Chuck, you know it.
Yep.
He wants to identify what he thinks is someone who's talented and give him a shot. But that was a leap. And I think he really had to fight for me. So anyway, I get to do three Michigan football games. I did that for three or four years. And again, now I'm calling a major sport in a major market. I did Michigan basketball for 2 years. And then it led to the Tigers job in 2000.
Amazing. Amazing. And yeah, Chuck thinks the world of you. I said you're a glove to do play-by-play. And I love the image of you getting a chance to work with Ernie Harwell for 3 years. What did you did the middle three innings? Is that right? For Ernie Harwell? That's unbelievable. What did you learn from Ernie just by watching him work?
The biggest thing, and we're two different broadcasters, but I love the numbers. The numbers have always appealed to me since I was a little kid. I tell people I used to figure out ERAs on a slide rule.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What? What? What's the slide rule?
No abacus?
No, it was this thing. It was actually pretty cool, however. But I just love the numbers. So, and I've always tracked the numbers. And I would play Strat-O-Matic baseball. And I would keep stats from my little league that I created. But what working with Ernie, he didn't obviously have all those stats. I mean, he had stats, but nothing like we have today. Nothing like when, even in 2000, the Bill James impact had started to influence how the numbers were being used. But he would always go down to the clubhouse, talk to the opposing manager, work the opposing clubhouse. I don't do that a whole lot, but it was just a good reminder watching him go about his job every day that this is a people game. There's people behind the numbers and the stories behind the numbers. And that's how I try to use it to this day. I'm always going to look at the numbers because I want to know. And then hopefully it can lead to a conversation with the player about whatever comes up, and or coach or AJ. So, but he was amazing. I mean, the energy that he brought every day. I think he was 82 when he retired in 02. Mm-hmm. And I was there, obviously, for the last broadcast. And he sounded just as good that last day as he ever had.
Well, thanks again, folks, for listening throughout all the home seasons that I've done. And God bless America. This may be the final out of my Tiger home season. Here's the pitch, and he takes the wall low. 1-1, the count on Rivera. Here's a little roll to hit the first base. It is picked up, a fair ball, touched on the bag by Johnson. The game's over. The season is over. Thanks for everything, everybody in Detroit. And the final score here in the final game, the Yankees 4 and the Tigers 3.
He told me a few times, like, I feel like I'm, missing a few things. I'm like, dude, you're just fine. But he did. He sounded that good on the last day. And it's like, you understood why. Because he loved being at the ballpark. He brought the energy every day. And it's not hard to do. And he helped me understand. So the biggest thing, like my first year, Tigers had traded for Juan Gonzalez. They're in a new ballpark. Completely wrong person to trade for when you have a canyon in left center field that you got to hit the ball. I think it was probably four before they put the bullpens in left. Probably it had to be 4:45 to get it out to deepest left center.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, I don't know, 4:20. I mean, it was ridiculous, right? So Juan Gonzalez was not the right fit, but they traded for Juan Gonzalez. Team was supposed to be good. They're trying to build a winner for Comerica Park. They hadn't had a winning team in a while. And they started 9-23. And I remember asking Ernie, so I've never done baseball before. All I've done is practice. I've never done baseball at any level other than this job this year in 2000. And I said, how do you do these games for when the teams, they're not good? He's like, just remember, first of all, somebody's always listening. It's more when they win, obviously. Give them a reason to listen to the game that day. You might see a great play. You might see a great game between two bad teams. You might see a great individual effort. You might see something you've never seen before. Three simple things. good game between two bad teams, great individual performance, something you've never seen before. And it sounds very simple, but it really did help. I mean, he retires and, you know, the Tigers go from 96 to 106 to 119 losses. That advice, my first year as a 119 loss team, that advice served me very well. Each game stands on its own. Give him a reason to listen to this game today. Call the best game you can. And I swear within a couple of weeks of him telling me, you know, you might see something you've never seen before. And I've seen this in the last couple of weeks twice now. But we saw, this is how bad the Tigers were. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And the pitcher, I'm going from memory here, but I know this happened. The pitcher steps off, traps the runner at second base, tags him out, or the runner between first and second. Either way, the pitcher, I swear, it doesn't sound right, but the pitcher made an unassisted double play by taking out two base runners who were trapped between first and second and third. I mean, I say it out loud. I'm like, that didn't really, but I swear that happened. And I looked at Ernie. I'm like, you ever seen that before? He's like, no.
There it is, though. There it is. Look at the,
there it is. Perfect.
Well, and look at the kind of the mindful weight that gives you on the moment that you're doing, the game that you're doing, and letting the game exist in a bubble. That's the beauty of baseball. It's not 17 games.
It absolutely
games.
Is.
It's 162, and each one stands on its own. We get another one tomorrow, even if the team stinks. That's a powerful thing.
Right. And I'm telling you, this Tigers team before – the winning season last year, it had obviously been 10 years since they had a winning season, but I mean, there was some lean years there. I don't ever remember thinking, oh, this job. No, absolutely not. Going to the ballpark is still fun every single day.
That is awesome. I want to ask you about two moments, Dan. I have to ask because, God, I forget the TV documentary it was, and I've been searching this morning, but I remember a woman talking about her emotions on the Maglio Ordóñez home run to win the division series. And was it
the ALCS?
The ALCS, excuse me. So the Mags home run, and just her individual story was amazing, but I'd forgotten just kind of how emotional that was because of also the full context of what the Tigers had been. You've talked about the lean years a little bit, and you captured all of that context in the call and the tag of the call, because it was bigger than just that one moment.
The 1-0, swinging a fly ball, left field, it's deep, it's way back! The Tigers are going to the World Series! Three-run walk-off home run! Ordóñez around third. He's into a box seat at home. The Tigers have beat the A's 6-3, completed a four-game sweep in one of the greatest turnarounds in baseball history.
That was an interesting call because what I'd learned earlier in the postseason, your calls are going to get played back, the radio calls, especially because the TV guy's gone, as you mentioned earlier. So they're going to play your radio calls a lot for the big moments in the postseason. I wrote out my call when they clinched. I prepared for that. I mean, it was fine, but I listened back to it when I heard it. I'm like, okay, that sounded pretty canned. And it was. It was prepared. It's not like I hit a button and played a pre-recording, but it didn't sound great. So what I realized was, and this is how I kind of treated big calls, like with Miggy's 500th and his 3,000th hit, you just have to be ready to react to the moment, anticipate what might happen, but just react, describe and react, react and describe. I wanted to have something on the back end to capture what this moment meant. And that's when I'm anticipating, because Maglio was so good at this, a ground ball single to right to score a run from second. It's a tie game. And that's how they would win. He wasn't really a home run hitter. Yeah. So you can kind of hear the surprise in my voice. Thank goodness it was a no doubter, absolute no doubter. But so that was funny. I was anticipating ground ball single to right. Polanco would score, Tigers win. Instead, he hits the walk-off home run. But I had the other part jotted down. I kind of just I kind of scribble it. I don't like formally write it out. I just kind of scribble it and then try to remember it. But I wanted to get in 3 years after losing 119 games, the Tigers are going to the World Series. So, and then I did that with, you know, Miguel's 500, the 3000th. I really, it's funny where the inspiration comes from sometimes. Like for 500, my son, who is now 27, not a fan. He's just not. He's in the arts. He's a writer. Grew up playing sports, but no interest in watching games. Really, at all. Hilarious. So we're talking before that game came up. I said, yeah, I've got a, you know, big game coming up, a big call. Everybody's waiting for Miggy to hit his 500th home run. And I was just trying to think of what I was going to add to it. And I didn't even say that to him. And he said, well, how many players in history have ever hit 500? So I thought, oh, that's good. So instead of just saying he's the 29th to hit 500, I knew there was 2020, whatever the number is, plus players. So I said, well, there've been probably 23,000 players who played Major League Baseball. He's like, wow, that's pretty impressive. So that gave me the inspiration to say exactly how many players on that day, thanks to Baseball Reference, have played Major League Baseball. He is the 29th to hit 500.
Fly ball, right center, deep, got a chance, 500! Miguel Cabrera has done it! The high five to Santiago as he rounds third, and his teammates pour out of the dugout, and this crowd in Toronto on their feet. There have been more than 20,000 players in Major League history. Miguel Cabrera has become the 28th to hit 500 home runs.
Wow. So I love that. And then the inspiration for the 3000, I just wanted to paint that picture of the day that the Tigers, you know, went down to Venezuela and discovered him, the kid jumping over the wall on, you know, some dusty backfield in Venezuela and jogging out to work out. And so I try to encapsulate all of that after 3000.
Upright, relaxed stance, tucks the left shoulder in as he cocks the...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bat over the right. The 1-1 ground ball. Base hit in the right! 3,000 for Miguel Cabrera! Raises his arms. Iglesias the first to hug him. The Tigers dugout empties as they charge over to first base and let the hug dispensing begin. Oh, what an incredible journey. From a skinny 15-year-old discovered on the dusty fields of Maracay to an icon in Motown. Miguel Cabrera, the pride of Venezuela, has joined one of the most exclusive clubs containing the best hitters in baseball history, 3,000 hits.
Everybody's going to be different, but I think you do have to be prepared to add to, you want to rise to the moment, especially a 3,000th hit, with something more than just, you know, single to right. Mickey's got 3,000, you know, you got to add something.
Yeah, boy, I love that your non-baseball viewing son gave you a way of thinking about it that then adds the context. As a father of a 13-year-old non-baseball viewing son, I feel you on that.
Love it. He is the most observant kid. And I mean, we'll talk just every once in a while about, you know, how well the Tigers are doing. He'll make this observation like, that's pretty good. I like that. Because he played sports and he knows sports.
Sure. That's amazing. Dan Dickerson, what a pleasure. I want to close by asking you for the best piece of advice that you've gotten that perhaps you'd like to pass on in a couple of parts, like one sort of mechanically for doing the job, because there's a lot of young broadcasters who listen here, but then also just in terms of an overall career. So if you could give me a little advice in two parts in that way.
Yeah, so I teach a class on broadcasting at Michigan State, and I always start with, you know, I know how I do what I do. How do I teach what I do? And every year I probably start a little different. But what I always go back to is, if you love sports, and you're not going to be in this class unless you're interested, they're not all going to go into play-by-play, but, you know, they're there and they can go into any one of different. Just if you like sports, let it show. Let it show with your passion, with your voice. You're happy to be there. Don't ever let me catch you on the air sounding bored. I threaten them. That's what I do.
Good.
No, but I mean, seriously, you're at a ballpark every day, or you're at a football stadium or a basketball arena or hockey rink, you're there covering sports. And I know it can be a grind for beat writers. I do, but for a broadcaster, let the passion show in everything that you do. And then I go right into, you know, that stems from your prep. Deep prep allows you to, you know, in when they're in their college years and they're doing, they've obviously got a lot of things on their plate. They can't just dedicate their whole week to preparing for a hockey game on Saturday. But I said, when you have that opportunity, the more prep you do, the more you understand what this matchup looks like, what this game looks like in terms of these two teams and their strengths and all the things that you want to look up. You let your mind roam. Use those big brains. Use your critical thinking skills to make connections. And then you're not going to use 98% of it in every broadcast. Hmm. But the fact that you've done all that, gives you more things to pick and choose from versus doing just this little bit of prep. And you can do that for practice, believe me. This little bit of prep where you have to use all of it, and it may not all fit into the game. But it really does lead to a more confident broadcast when you're like, okay, she's got command of this game. She knows what she's talking about. Puts the listener at ease, makes for a more enjoyable listen on their end, and it makes you feel better on the air. So I always think about that really does help, the prep. But it does start with, you got to have a passion for it. And again, if you're thinking about going into it, you must love sports. Let it show. Let it show.
Yeah, it is, especially when you're as good as the Tigers are. But you've had fun even when they're bad. So respect, sir. Thank you, Dan. This was a pleasure.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Man, did I enjoy that guy. I didn't realize I came here for the parenting advice, but he ended up sticking around a little bit on our conversation there, and we talked about parenting. Incredible. What a man, what a human. And I'd heard that from Jason Benetti and from others. Really, really cool to get to meet him, and really cool to get to meet so many broadcasters in this way. It's been kind of the wonderful side benefit of doing this podcast. Hey, a reminder that every Thursday we do the Spot Starter episode of the PBP, where we give you, among other things, our top five calls of the week. We need your recommendations, especially on radio calls, because I'll tell you this, like, the TV calls get shared a lot on Awful Announcing, on other Twitter accounts, but the radio calls, it's very infrequent. So if you're listening to a radio call and you're like, oh my God, that was great, send me a note. pbptop5@gmail.com. That's pbptop5@gmail.com. And all you got to do is say this play from this game, give me the inning, and we will get a chance to listen and see if they're in for the top five or our bonus editions. And you can also find me on Twitter at Matt Spiegs, MattSpiegs. Our producer of the PBP, Voices of Baseball, is Robbie Triano. The producer emeritus is Ryan Forth. My collaborator is James Vickery. The music on the podcast comes to you from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. This is an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Major League Baseball. You can find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on the YouTube page at 670 The Score, where that's where you can see the PBP Top 5 every single week. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people that bring you the game.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.